KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have drizzle, and at 60 degrees, we picked up 0.02 of an inch of precipitation since 7 a.m. and 0.21 of an inch of precip yesterday here in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Our forecast is calling for areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, skies should be partly cloudy to cloudy for the balance of the day with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Later this afternoon, a high around 70. Motorists in southwest Iowa are back to traveling a maze of detours as a new round of flooding closes portions of Interstate 29 and other highways and roads. Those thoroughfares had only reopened in recent weeks following devastating flooding along the Missouri River in March. On Wednesday, the Iowa Department of Transportation said that I-29 is closed from St. Joseph, Missouri to the Iowa state line at Hamburg. From Hamburg north to Pacific Junction, the interstate sees intermittent lane closures due to new flooding, significantly slowing the flow of traffic. Highway 2, which connects the interstate to Nebraska City, Nebraska over the Missouri River, is again closed for flooding. New flooding has also closed Highway 34 between the Nebraska state line and I-29 near Pacific Junction. Detour routes can be found online at 511ia.org. At least five tornadoes touched down in Iowa on Monday.
Kind of the strange part about this type of weather was it really wasn't even associated with true thunderstorms, so a little bit of a rarity.
That's meteorologist Todd Shea, who works at the National Weather Service office in La Crosse, Wisconsin, which tracks some of Monday's storms.
Most of the tornadoes that did occur from Charles City up towards Lime Springs and into southern Minnesota literally occurred with storms that weren't even considered thunderstorms. There wasn't even thunder or anything. It was just rain showers. But it was an environment that could support that type of tornado activity.
The National Weather Service has confirmed 50 tornadoes in 8 states on Monday. 2 sizable tornado tracks were established in northeast Iowa.
Most of the damage was to farm buildings. There were a couple of homes near Charles City that were hit pretty hard. But a lot of the tornado activity also just occurred in open country, which was, you know, kind of a blessing in a sense that it didn't hit more structures.
One tornado early Monday afternoon caused heavy damage to the Floyd County Fairgrounds in Charles City, as well as to a fertilizer plant. There was also tornado damage in or near Lime Springs, Alma, Cantrell, and in southeast Iowa's Des Moines County. Howard County Emergency Management Director Darrell Connect said the roofs were damaged in several homes near Riceville and Saratoga, and a hog confinement was destroyed.
One of the wind turbines had several of the blades on their propellers tore off, and then the tornado continued on towards Lime Springs, went over the top of Lime Springs, and just did tree and power line damage there. And, of course, there was a lot of tree and power line damage out in the rural areas as well.
A sixth twister was unconfirmed near the Quad Cities. There were no serious injuries reported. After several quiet years, tornadoes have erupted in the U.S. over the last 2 weeks as a volatile mix of warm, moist air from the southeast and persistent cold from the Rockies clashed and stalled over the Midwest. On Monday, the U.S. tied its record, a current record of 11 consecutive days with at least 8 tornadoes confirmed on each of those days, according to Patrick Marsh, warning coordination meteorologist for the Federal Storm Prediction Center. The previous 11-day stretch of at least 8 tornadoes per day ended June 7, 1980. Marsh said we're getting big counts on a lot of these days, and that is certainly unusual. The National Weather Service had already received at least 27 more reports of tornadoes Tuesday, suggesting that the record for consecutive days will be broken once the official totals are in. The Weather Service had received 934 tornadoes reports so far this year, up from the yearly average of 743 observed tornadoes. More than 500 of those reports came in the last 30 days. The actual number is likely lower, however, because some of the reports probably come from different witnesses who saw the same twister. The U.S. has experienced a lull in the number of tornadoes since 2012, with tornado counts tracking at or below average each year, and meteorologists still working to figure out why. Marsh said a lot of people are trying to answer that, but there's no definitive answer. The recent surge in tornadic activity over the past 2 weeks was driven by high pressure over the southeast and an unusually cold trough over the Rockies that forced warm, moist air into the central U.S., sparking repeated severe thunderstorms and periodic tornadoes. Marsh said neither one of these large systems, the high over the southeast or the trough over the Rockies, are showing any signs of moving. It's a little unusual for them to be so entrenched this late in the season. Those conditions are ripe for the kind of tornadoes that have swept across the Midwest in the last 2 weeks, according to Kathy Zapochny, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Valley, Nebraska. Zapochny said the unstable atmosphere helped to fuel many of this winter's severe storms and subsequent flooding that ravaged Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri earlier this year. She said, we've been stuck in this pattern since February. Zabakti said the number of tornadoes this year was basically normal until the surge this week. May is typically a month with the highest incidence of tornadoes, usually in the plains and midwestern states, collectively known as Tornado Alley, where most of this year's twisters have hit. Most of the confirmed tornadoes were rated as less intense EF0, EF1, and EF2s on the enhanced Fujita scale, but 23 were classified as EF3s with wind speeds of 136 to 165 miles per hour. The strongest confirmed tornado this year was an EF4 that killed 23 people in Alabama in March. So far this year, 38 people have died in 10 tornadoes in the U.S., including a combined 7 within the last week in Iowa, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Ohio. The relative quiet in recent years followed the massive tornado that killed 161 people and injured more than 1,100 in Joplin, Missouri in 2011. The EF5 storm then packed winds in excess of 200 miles per hour and had been on the ground for more than 22 miles. Scientists also say climate change is responsible for more intense and more frequent extreme weather, such as storms, droughts, floods, and fires. But without extensive study, they cannot directly link a single weather event to the changing climate. Monday's outbreak was unusual because it occurred over a particularly wide geographic area. 8 states were affected by 2 regional outbreaks in the High Plains and Ohio River Valley. Tornadoes strafed the Kansas City metropolitan area, straddling Kansas and Missouri last night, barely a week after a massive tornado ripped through the Missouri state capital of Jefferson City. Mills County Emergency Management and the Mills County Board of Supervisors yesterday issued an emergency evacuation preparation recommendation for the area of Mills County south of Gaston Avenue to the Mills-Fremont County line and west of Interstate 29 to the Missouri River. Residents in that area are recommended to begin preparation for evacuation as soon as possible. Mandatory evacuations may be ordered in the near future. Road closures have been placed on 180th Street north of Lambert, Kane Avenue north of Lambert, and Carnes Road west of Interstate 29. Ongoing levee breaches in it, combined with increased rainfall and projected rising water levels, had caused the recommendation. The U.S. ACE has announced increasing output from Gavin's Point Dam, increasing from 60,000 cubic feet per second to 65,000 cubic feet per second yesterday, and an additional 5,000 increase to 70,000 CFS for today. The National Weather Service has predicted that the Missouri River will rise at least 3 feet over the next 48 to 72 hours, with an anticipated crest by Thursday of 32.6 feet. If you need assistance with the evacuation process, you're asked to contact the Mills County Communications Center at 712-527-4871. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate for great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.